Welcome to another inspirational podcast teaching by David Crane, Senior Pastor of Faith Church.
I want you to turn with me to Hebrews 13:8. You know what it says now. What's it say? Jesus Christ the same. One more time. Shout it again. What? Jesus Christ the same. You guys are smart. Where's that found at? There you go. You memorize the scripture. Now, if you think about that, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and the good news is forever. You got to believe this stuff we're preaching right now. I said Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I want to talk to you for a few minutes, mostly about the economy. I don't know if you saw it, I just grabbed it here. It says, all of the paper said that, but this one here was the Chicago one, and I just took it just because I liked what it said. It said, economists are optimistic that the U.S. can weather the storm. So, yeah, that's nice. I'm not just optimistic. I know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Somebody ought to shout it with me. Jesus is the same
yesterday, today, and forever.
Shout it again. Sounds good, Bart. Let's say it again. What? So this guy knows how to get water out of a rock, gold out of a fish mouth, take a Happy Meal that hadn't even been supersized and feed 20,000 people. I'm talking about the same God that was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. He's with you. I'm talking about the one that called down fire from heaven. That one is with you. I'm talking about the one that healed blind Bartimaeus, the man with the withered hand, the paralytic, the woman with the issue of blood. I'm talking Jesus is the same
yesterday, today, and forever.
Y'all sound good. What is he? He's the same
yesterday, today, and forever.
He ain't changing. This didn't take him by surprise. He wasn't like, oh, Holy Ghost, what are we going to do? Boy, I didn't see that coming. Boy, maybe this is the answer. Maybe this is the answer. I'm telling you, the answer for the whole world is found in this book right here called the Bible. And it said, we got to believe that Jesus is the same
yesterday, today, and forever.
Oh, I didn't get to do that all day because I was with Joel. Sometimes you just need to do that. Go with me to Matthew chapter 24. Verse 24:3, I'm in the Amplified Bible. While he was seated on the Mount of Olives, this is Jesus, the disciples came to him privately and said, tell us what will take place and what will be the sign of your coming. What will be the completion, the culmination of the age? And Jesus answered them and said, be careful that no one misleads you, deceiving you, leading you into error. For many will come on in the strength of my name, acting like they're me, but I am the Christ, the Messiah, and they will say that, and they will lead many astray. This is the Antichrist. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see to it that you are not frightened or troubled. This must take place, but the end is not yet. Shout, the end is not yet. And nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, earthquakes, place to place. All this is but the beginning of early pains, birth pangs, a sign of my coming. Verse 10 says, and many will be offended. We see that a lot. And many will begin to distrust people. We see that. They'll betray one another. Many false prophets will arise to deceive and lead many into error. And the love of the great body of people will grow cold. But he who endures to the end will be saved. Verse 14 says, and this is the good news of the kingdom. Everybody shout, the kingdom.
The kingdom.
Jesus said, this is the good news of the kingdom. We are kingdom people serving a king who just happens to be our dad, which makes us royalty. Look at your neighbor and say, you didn't know I was royalty. You ought to leave here tonight singing, I just can't wait to be king. You're royalty. You're a peculiar people. You're a royal priesthood. If you're not careful, you'll buy into the headlines. And so I'm going to tell you, it's going to get worse than this. And here it said that you will be persecuted. This is called ISIS. They cut people's heads off. How many of y'all have seen some stuff like that on YouTube and so on? This is a real problem. Raise your hand if you've seen it. If you haven't, a lot of you haven't. They're cutting people's heads off. Christian won't deny Jesus and cut their heads off. Line them up and just cut their heads off. Just ridiculous. These are the end times. Now, we don't need to be freaked out because we read that it was going to happen. Jesus warned us it was going to happen. Just like on an airplane, you know, when Captain Mack was a pilot for 33 years at TWA, he would know there's turbulence ahead. Somebody said, hey, there's turbulence ahead. So he'd be like,
this is Captain, he loves talking on that thing. This is Captain Arden McKinley. We're going to be experiencing turbulence. See to it that your hearts aren't troubled. Just make sure that your seat belts are securely fastened, that your trays are in their full and upright positions. That's what he did because he knew something was coming. So sometimes it takes a little bit of fear out when you know, oh, what is that? So Jesus was taking the fear out when he said, the headlines are going to read, there's trouble, there's trials, uncertainty, what's going to happen? He said, see to it that your hearts are not troubled because I'm Jesus and I'm the same. Where's that found? Well, what's he saying again? Jesus Christ the same. Now, here's what's cool. In 2006 and 7, the Lord began to speak to me about a storm. A storm. He said that there were two big storms that would hit America, and the first one would be happening in the year of 2008. What was funny is during that time, 2 years, the Lord spoke to me as the church was really growing. He said, preach to the people and convince them that they should not participate in recession or financial depression because it's against their religion, no more than we should participate in abortion. You might have had abortion. It is wrong. God forgives you. You should forgive you, but it is against our religion. We do not believe in abortion. Okay, so we also do not. I feel just as strongly about us being broke because in Matthew 25, the next, we just read 24. In 25, it says that I need you to feed the poor, to clothe the naked, to put people that are homeless in shelter, and you can't do that if you don't have any M-O-N-E-Y. So when the government is in trouble, and they're United States of America, we live here, but we're not technically from here. He said, this is the good news of the kingdom. Everybody shout, the kingdom. Your father has a kingdom, and he is the king of the kingdom, and we don't vote for him every 4 years. It's not democracy in heaven. It's theocracy, theo meaning God. God said, I was God when you got here, and when I made you, and you'll be God whenever you're gone. I am God, and I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. So God began to tell me about this storm, and we lined ourselves up for it. Some of y'all were with me. How many of y'all were with me back then? We said, hey, we're not participating. We're not having any. In fact, we even made sayings like this, you know, when recession or depression would come and layoffs and setback, we'd be like, oh, I'm good. I'll pass. Yeah. I don't want any. I don't want any. I always joke with people that they'll bring me the check and they'll be serving us and they'll bring the check and I'll go, we don't want that. I don't want to pay for this. I don't want that. No, I'm just kidding. But you just pass on it. Just practice it. Shout, I don't want that. So depression comes, you go, no, I'll pass. Financial setback, I'll pass. Why? Because we live in America. That's our current address. Your current address. You might be watching somewhere in the world, which is really quite interesting for you. Because in America, where we live, there's the stock market, which is basically gambling. It's like a riverboat casino. So it goes up and it goes down, it goes up and it goes down. But you and I are not tied to that. We're tied to the king, and the king gives us intel to let us know that there's a storm coming. So, check this out. The Bible says the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. So I began to tell our church in 2006 and 7 that we were going to buy properties, 10 cents on a dollar. So let me tell you about one. The crash is about to hit 2007.
I know it's going to hit. I told our staff it was going to hit. I told our team it was going to hit. And then God told me in the middle of the storm, get ready. You're going to buy a building. I said, Lord, I'm not sure this is a good time. We saved up. We had $1 million in the bank. We're very frugal at our church. And so we had $1 million saved up because we knew God was going to give us a building. At that time, we weren't sure if we were going to add on to the complex we had. But I'm praying. Here's a key to being secure in financial uncertainty. You ought to write this down. Here is a key. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God in his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. People try to add things to themselves. They're seeking promotion from man, or they're seeking a good deal. They're seeking to get ahead. They're seeking the stock market to make them rich. God said through Abraham, no man has made Abraham rich. I want to say no man, but Almighty God. See, when God blesses you, you are not tied to the economic sways and trouble in America, because America's in trouble. Got quiet in here tonight because, you know, I just want to let you know, because I don't want you to misunderstand. I love America. I'm proud to be an American, or at least I know I'm free. Lee Greenwood, right? Yeah. I'm proud to be an American. But there's some things that America does that I'm not sure God likes. How many of y'all agree with that? It's like, I don't know. I'm not sure we ought to pass that. And I'm not sure. I mean, this would be cool, and that's politically accepted and all, but politically correct, I'm not sure God really cares, because he goes with this, and he said, I'm the same
yesterday, today, and forever.
So if he said that wrong yesterday, it's probably wrong today, probably going to be wrong tomorrow. Y'all hear what I'm saying right now? So I believe that we are called, Faith Church, we are called to live in the land and be blessed. Seek God first. He gives us inside information. We're at the right place at the right time, so the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. In other words, people have been saving up, and they've been spending money, and then you swoop in hard times and reap where you didn't even plant. This is Isaiah right now. I'm saying you reap where you didn't even sow. Isaiah said you'll live in houses, didn't even build. You drive cars that you didn't even pay full price for. So I'll give you a real life example. One, the Earth City campus came up. The people spent $21 million. They lost it. My dad would say he wasn't alive then, nor is he now physically here, but is alive in heaven. And he would say, those cigar-sucking bankers laid that money up for us, boy. Those heathens. I don't think church is all that. I don't think that stuff is absolutely stupid. Call it what you want to call it. We call it blessed, highly favored, exceedingly and abundantly and above all you could ever ask or imagine. We say that we serve a big God with big plans for us, and we can't help it. God, get ready to give us your building. I'm sorry. Do it nice. Make it good. So we went in there, and it had. Go up there to Earth City sometime. You've never been. Motion-activated hand. I went in the first time. I thought, no wonder this place didn't make it. They ain't got no handles on a sink. They said, it's motion-activated. You put your hands under there. And I went, well, I'll be. Look at this. It's motion-activated. It's just like your faith. It ain't flowing till you start moving. And so I'm preaching that. So I got under there. Where's my hand? I said, what about the soap? How do you get it out? They said, same thing. Put your hands under there. I said, oh, it's just shooting soap all over me. Loads of soap everywhere. And I was like, I got to wash my hands again. And then I went over to the dryers. I'm walking around this place. Big old marble floors. $250,000 backdrop of a wall when you walk in. Granite countertops. I just walking in there. It looked like, you know, remember Jethro from Beverly Hillbillies, you know? I walked in there. I said, man, surprise. Look at that. And I always want to know what stuff costs. I go, how much does something like that cost? Said, well, let me look at the file. What did we do? Oh, yeah, we paid $250,000 for that. And I'm like, oh, wow. Look at that. And then the bank called us back, and they said, this is a good place to be when they call you back. Well, we got $21 million in this place. We don't have a buyer because the economy's upside down. We're smack dab heading in the middle of, you guys went through not the Great Depression of the 20s, but you went through the modern day Great Depression. That's what they call it. It was a Great Depression of financial resource and problems. And because we'd been led by God, because seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things, motion activated. That's a cool thing right there. Big old honking marble info desk. We were from Fenton, man. We didn't even know there was this kind of stuff in the world. We had a ghetto church. We were trying to look cool. Honest to God, we were trying to look cool. Remember this, Nicole? And so we wanted a flat screen in the hallway, but we didn't have any money. But we wanted people to feel like the church was good. So we went in the TV room, her and I, about midnight, and we cut a hole in the drywall, and we got a TV from Walmart that looked like a flat screen. It was flat, but it had 4 feet that was hanging over it. This God is my witness. I swear. And so we cut it, and we put it in, and then we just put a redneck, you know, 2x4 here and a deal here. When you went from the backside, you're like, oh, my God, what in the world is that redneck mess? But when you walked in church, you're like, Faith Church got it going on. As long as you didn't see that we were propped up and jacked up on the backside, we had a good front. Some of y'all fronting right now, you know what I'm talking about. You got to fake it till you make it. You got to act like it's right before it's right. Somebody ought to say amen. And so this here was legit. TV hanging, I'm looking like, that's real. Nicole, look at that. All these things will be added to you. Now, let me ask a question. Those, not me, but I would never say this, but my dad. Those cigar-sucking bankers. Do you think they would have just given us the money? I don't think so. I've never seen them at church. No, they're not going to do that. No way. It's going to be extracted from the world and given to the church. Now, while that's happening, if you wig out and go, we're in trouble. No, we ain't in trouble. They in trouble. So it looked like this. So my dad, sometimes my dad would go, my brother Jamie. He stuttered. Jamie. He was a big guy, so he's pulling his belt. Takes a while. And just because Jamie was going to get a whipping didn't mean I was going to get a whipping. Or vice versa. Just because I was going to get a whipping. Some of y'all look like, you got a whipping? You're thinking, I think you need more whippings. You shut up. I think you're probably right. But just because he was in trouble didn't mean I was in trouble. Just because they're in trouble doesn't mean we're in trouble. These are the good times. So if you ever see the economy on a downturn, just go, God's doing something. He's getting ready to add something to me. So you see the stock market freaking out, people jumping out of windows. We don't know what we're going to do. Their trust was in money. Their trust wasn't in the master. If you put your trust in the master, he is the same. Say it again.
Yesterday, today, and forever.
I don't know, PD. I think God's really freaked out. He had no clue this is going to happen. And he's looking for answers. Hillary's lying about emails. God, Donald Trump's trying to send all the poor Mexican people back on the other side. His answer is, build a wall, build a wall, build a wall, build a wall. We don't even know who the heck Joe Biden is. My God, who in the world is he? We don't want Joe. Whatever happened. Bill Clinton's looking good to some of y'all now. You're like, oh, what do we do? I'm telling you, we are here, but just because they put a president in doesn't mean it is our king. Our king is not a Saul. Come on, somebody. Our king, somebody ought to help me right now, is Jesus. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Shout it again. He's going to get your car, your dog, your man with a house. And all the single ladies said, y'all saying amen right now, but you're more like, amen. Not like amen, it's like amen. I'm saying God's got a way of getting it to you, but first he's got to get it through to you that promotion doesn't come from the east and the west. Promotion doesn't come from your job. Promotion comes from Almighty God, who is sitting on his throne tonight and says, I'm about to bless you. I'm about to turn this thing around because I'm the same. Mm-hmm. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to get this CD. I'm going to get it myself. That's a good idea. So 24:6, one more time. It says, and you will hear of, didn't say you'd be in them, said you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. Then he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Then he will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you shall trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth at noonday. You shall not be afraid. Well, I'm scared. It's because you're not hearing enough. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith doesn't come from having heard. Faith comes by hearing. Faith begins where the will of God is known. I know it's not God's will for me to die of cancer, so therefore I know I'll never have cancer. Well, how can you say that? Because I'm redeemed. The Bible said, with long life, he will satisfy me and show me his salvation. Psalms 107:26 is in his word, and heal them and live from all their transgressions. Isaiah 55 says, he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. By his stripes, I am healed. Not going to get healed. I am healed. I believe in 1 Peter 2:24 that sickness and disease have been taken far from me. I believe that he satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is being renewed like the eagle. Not only by what comes out of my mouth, but what goes into my mouth. So I do not eat what most of y'all eat. I ain't going to do it. You couldn't get me to do that. I'm not that stupid, because I'm not going to eat what everybody else eats, because one out of every four people die of cancer. I don't want it. So I'm not going to let the system poison me so they get rid of me. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now before they got to pay my Social Security. I'll pay all the taxes and I'll stay it. I'm going to live so long that people in heaven think I went to hell. But if you do what the world gets and do what the world does, you'll get what the world gets. If you do what the Word says, you get what the Word says. So it is against our religion. We are diabolically opposed to even the idea of participating in stupidity called recession or depression. What happens when bad times come? You saying I can get all this for $6.5 million? So the bank calls us and they said, we'll sell it to you for what you offered, $6.5 million. I said, Nicole, can you believe this? Now my brain's going, I don't know, you ought to do that or not. Because right now is a really bad time. And the smart guys, they're hiding their money. I thought, well, I don't have any money to hide, so I guess what I ought to do. But watch this. We delayed our gratification. I want you to write that down if you're a note taker. Delayed gratification. So as a church, we delay the gratification of putting a real flat screen in the church, and we did our jerry rig deal that I told you about so we could keep putting money in the bank. So the church now had $1 million in bank. So the bank calls us and goes, Commerce Bank. See, you guys have $1 million in the bank? We ain't never heard of a church having $1 million in the bank. So we're a different kind of church. What kind of church are you? Well, we believe, beloved, I wish above all things I prosper and be in health, even as I soul prospers. And we're actually, you know, we believe that we're the seed of Abraham, sons of Isaac and Jacob. So we not only have the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and like you guys have, because you're Jewish, they own the banks. We have Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Jesus. So we're like one notch above y'all. So that's why we got the blessing. Somebody ought to help me today. I seriously believe that. So people in my neighborhood in Florida, where I live, they're all Jewish. Everybody Jewish but me. And so they go, you know, we're Jewish. And I go, me too. You're not a Jew, you're a Gentile. No, no, I've been adopted. You see, when you've been adopted, the Bible says you've been grafted in. I checked out adoption stuff. When you adopt a kid, you can't ever get rid of the kid. It's easier to get rid of a kid that you had if your own flesh and blood. You can get rid of it. You can disown a kid that you had. But if you ever adopt a kid, you're screwed for life. You ain't getting rid of that kid. You signed up papers. You keeping that kid forever. So Jesus said, we have been engrafted in the name of Jesus. So now everything that belongs to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost belongs to us. Who's going with me to take back our mind, take back our marriage? Somebody ought to help me. Take back our money. We are not afraid. Let the arrow fly at noonday. Let ISIS cut somebody's head off. Let the whole world lose all their money and we'll go. Because if ain't nobody got money but you, you kind of name your price. So don't get freaked out. What are we going to do? Here's something you might have forgot about. You were alive in 2008. You lived through the Great Depression. You know who made it there? You paid $7 for a gallon of gas. Remember that when they were jacking with us? Come on, remember that right there? Like, we got a problem here, so we're going to have to charge you $9.99 if you got an SUV. How many of y'all remember? It was just crazy. The money got gas cheap right now, right? So there's some people in the world system, and they manipulate. Talk about manipulation right now. They manipulate the system up and down, and they control you through that. So y'all watch the news, and you get scared, and they constrict you down, and then they slow your travel down, and then Disney stock goes down because y'all afraid to go buy this stuff. Listen, go to Disney when the economy's bad because ain't nobody there. You don't have to wait in lines. You go, yeah, come on now, woo! It's a small world after all. It's a small world. Go to the parade. Enjoy it. Because the Japanese coming over and they're enjoying it. The people from Europe are enjoying it. But us in America, we get convinced that we live here and we are affected by what they say. We're not affected by what they say. We're affected by what he said. And he said he would meet all of your needs according to his riches in glory. So the king... I'm really yelling. I got to calm down. The king, he's looking down going, what do you want? Will you believe me? Will you trust me? And so the people that go, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Deuteronomy said that God blesses me coming in and God blesses me going out. Deuteronomy said, everything my hand touches turns to good. He said that I'd be blessed in the city and I'd be blessed in the country, that I'd be blessed in the field and I'd be blessed in the street. I'm just blessed to be a blessing. So I'm just going around today declaring that I'm favored, that I have breakthrough, the supernatural increases on my life, and I am not afraid because I ain't even from here. Y'all ain't gonna believe this, but I'm out of time. I'm 2 minutes over already. I can either you can either stand or give me 5 more minutes. Raise your hand if you want me to go 5 more minutes. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70. Come on, somebody ought to get it. I'm saying right now. So, this last week, I was with the owner of Newsmax. He started coming to our church. So I'm in the owner of Newsmax. He's a Catholic guy, which is great because 70% of our church is Catholic and Lutheran. My belt's messed up and it's messed with me because I didn't quite put it on right. I want to take that right there. Thank you. So, trust me, my pants won't fall down. I've had a lot of fun. I just wear that to hold my microphone up. So, I was walking because Chris, the owner, he said, I want you guys to come to my office. I want you to come to my office. Please come to my office. So put it off, put it off, put it off. And so Friday, we went to his office and, you know, went into this big, huge, high-rise glass building. And next to this is a twin tower. It looks the same. And we walked in and I said, whoa, man, check this out. It's real big. And so I just thought he just leased there. But when we got in and the security let us in and we got to him and there's the pictures of him and Clinton and him and, you know, I don't even know all these world leaders, but there's like 12 or 15 of the most powerful people in the world looking at this stuff, looking around here thinking, what in the world am I doing here, you know? And he watches the television ministry and God's really impacting his life. And then we went into the conference room with him and another Jewish guy that's his buddy. And it was from, you know, his conference table is as big as this stage. You know, we're sitting there. It's just me here, Nicole here, Chris here, and Lee, who won't even say he goes to Faith Church. He says he goes to a school because we meet in a high school because he can't do that because he goes to synagogue. I mean, he won't say that I'm a preacher. He just says I'm his friend that he enjoys listening to at the school. So this is freaking out. How many of y'all know you got to go with people wherever they're at? You know, like, yeah, okay. So now I said, man, that's incredible. So do you lease this? He said, no, I own all these. So you do? I said, yeah. He said, when the crash hit of 08, I was ready. This guy, he's not saved like you're saved. We're going to get him saved like you're saved. But he was just smart. Be smart. He didn't go spend all the money that he had. He saved the money that he had. And he's a philanthropist. He gives a large percentage of his money away. Do you know that tithing works for people even if they don't know Jesus? But the principle of anti-greed and blowing it upon themselves actually blesses God and it helps people. I mean, J.C. Penney did. It's proven fact. So he was one of those guys that would give away. And so God set him up for favor. And so he bought these things when nobody else could. And I walked around the place and I thought, wonder if there's any other office space because Mr. Hammond gives us a lot of space, but our office is growing so fast down there. Wonder if this guy might just want. I said, you got any vacancies up in here? Watch me go with my Jewish self. He says, as a matter of fact, we do. Cool. He said, you know, you need to get on national television. He owns these national networks. And I said, well, we don't ask for money on television. So, you know, some people pay our bills and God has done it supernaturally. So we don't ask for money. He said, well, you need to. He said, you know, doesn't the Bible say you have not because you ask not? So I said, well, yeah, you're right. So I'm going to ask you to put us on for free. Come on, somebody. Huh? I said, that's a good idea. You know, he watched Nicole's program this last week and called on Monday and he said, we've never on Newsmax ever even thought about carrying religious programming. But you know what we're going to do? We're putting Faith Church on national Newsmax all over the world on Sunday mornings for free. Somebody ought to give God praise. Come on. Don't tell me you got to have money to get on TV. I need money to get a house. No, you don't. You need favor. I need money to buy a car. No, you don't. You need favor. I need money to start a ministry. I never had any money to do. In fact, here's the deal as we close. God knows how to do stuff without money. Money's the currency of this system. Blessing is the currency of the kingdom. So he brings blessing, which sometimes is an idea and a check. Remember the first scripture I gave you that I said, write this down, was Matthew 6:33, and it said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Come here, my little daughter-in-law. I went to see her family for some reason. I forget what it was. We were all together, and we were in Louisiana. Where do you live? Louisiana?
Shreveport.
So we're in Shreveport, Louisiana, which, I mean, God doesn't even know where Shreveport, Louisiana is. I mean, it's the middle of nowhere. It's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there. We went down there with them and their family, and I guess we're getting ready for your wedding or something. And so,
engagement party.
So they do that too down there. Party for everything. I never even heard of these parties. Just party, party, party. And so we went and we stayed at the hotel, and I'm in there, and I'm seeking first the kingdom in the morning. And I come across this scripture, and it says, I'm needing to pave the parking lot, and I needed $1 million to do this specific parking lot. And there's holes big enough you take cave tours out there. And so, yeah, remember my camera. So it's like $1 million, $1.2 million to pave the parking lot, $1.2 million. So I'm reading it, and it says, I will maintain your lot. Now, I realize that's talking about your lot in life. But there can be the law of double reference kick in when you're seeking God. And the Lord said, I will maintain your lot. I didn't say pave the lot right now. I want you to maintain it. One word from God. You don't have to have money. he can send the money in a different way. Watch money appear out of the thin air. Economy gets jacked up over the last, that was July 4th of last year. I called the leaders of the ministry and I said, we're waiting. Well, I thought we were going. No, we're waiting. Why? We're waiting. The Bible said it'll maintain my life. That's not what that means. Well, it is when the Holy Ghost says what it means. That's right. Worst gift right here. So now we go to get a new bid because the economy took a downturn. And oil went from crazy money, way, way cheap. See, that's what they make the asphalt with, the petroleum. So it went from $1.2 million to $700,000. So 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. God, out of the thin air, says, I got a way to give the church $1 million, and nobody has to give $1 million. I'm going to take it out of the backside of the oil industry, and I'm going to pave my lot. This year, I want you to maintain it because we still owe the money. See what I'm saying? But if you just wait, those, I just heard the Holy Spirit say, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, financial strength, marital strength. So just wait. If it's God today, it's God tomorrow. So don't seek the stuff. Seek the master. Get peace and direction from God. And I'm going to talk to business people right now. God will tell you, wait and make the offer on the company 6 months from now. Don't freak out about oil prices. Don't freak out about the economy up and down. The Holy Spirit is going to show you through his word, and you'll be able to predict the front page of the newspaper because I said in 2008 that was going to happen. And there's more economic storms, but it has nothing to do with us because we just live here, but we're not from here. Our money is shipped in. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. I said, our money is shipped in from the kingdom in which we came from. You stand with me? We went 9 minutes over. I would apologize, but you asked for it. So there you go. Hallelujah. Everybody shout, something good is about to happen to me. And then firmly say, it is against my religion to participate in recession, financial depression, or economic downturn. I believe the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. I'm right with God because I have the code in sequence. I put God first. He puts me first, unlocks my financial future and destiny in Jesus' name. I'm not a thief. I never steal from God. He is first. I never take a dime out of a dollar. It belongs to God. And I am blessed so that I can give ginormous offerings to the work of the Lord. I believe that in Jesus' name.
For more information about Pastor David's teaching and ministry, visit davidcrank.com.